brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, thanks for joining us. We're now into hour two of reality radio, of real talk radio, of no compromise radio. The last hour, we talked mostly about the upcoming staged capture of bin Laden, who, from my sources 2 years ago, is dead of kidney failure, his body handed over in dry ice. We got into how Bush isn't compromising with the liberals. He is the hyper-liberal, to use the false paradigm term that people identify with. Government is growing at record levels. Liberty is disappearing. And conservatives, so-called conservatives, are saying, we will never leave the Republican Party. We don't care what they do. We're Republicans. So it's about label. It's like Democrats. They don't care how corrupt the Democratic Party is, how evil they are. Why? We can't be with those evil Republicans. And so people can't get back to basic information, how the world really works, examining the systems of power that surround us, and being part of the real process, being involved in the true game of life on the arena floor, instead of living our lives and dying as spectators who never even knew the world we lived in. Now, Karen and Phil and Roy and Tim and John, we're going to get to all of you. And early in this hour, I had this guest on a couple days ago, and we ran out of time in an hour, and we got into the history of Skull and Bones, how they were founded by drug-dealing families that still do it today, and how John F. Kerry and George W. Bush are in bed together. And literally, Skull and Bone members, two peas out of the same pod, I should say in coffins together, and that's what they do. And Chris Milligan is a writer, researcher, and publisher whose father was in the Office of Strategic Services, OSS, Military Intelligence, G2, later was in the CIA, rising to branch chief, head of intelligence analysis for East Asia. His father told Chris some of the things he didn't understand in the late 60s. These revelations led to over 30 years of research into the subjects of CIA drugs, clandestine operations, conspiracy theory, and secret societies. And he's published with Trine Day some of Anthony Sutton's best-selling classics. And he's written a new book, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. He joins us. And, Chris, good to have you back on.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Chris, for those that just joined us, can you explain the false left-right paradigm, the theater that they engage in for folks so they can understand how this works?
Well, let's take two of the hot-button issues right now, homosexuality and abortion. Now, I'm not advocating homosexuality or abortion or anything like that. What I'm saying is that these are things that happen, and the people in power, they don't really care. There's a book called The Secret Life of Ronald Reagan, and there's a story in there about he's in London, and these people talk to him about the propaganda, and they say, we're going to take homosexuality and abortion, and we're going to shoot them like bullets into the stomach of the American psyche. And what that means basically is these people don't really care about that. I mean, because you see, I don't care who you are, what you believe, somewhere in the world, abortion and homosexuality are going to happen. And so, since
all you're saying is that they coldly use these as balkanization issues and never go either way with it, just keep the whole argument going.
Right. They get a quote unquote true believer on one side and on the other side, and then they've got a show going on, you know, and they can sell tickets and it distracts the population and it gets them to choosing sides.
Well, here's an example. The Republicans have the House, the Senate, legislative, the House and Senate, they have the judicial, the Supreme Court, 32 of the governors. Where's the repeal of gun laws? Not going to happen. They're going to give us more.
Absolutely.
Anyway, stay there. I'm sorry we got cut short, Chris. We'll come back and get into these examples, and we'll go to all your calls and get back into Skull and Bones. This should be a very informative and riveting second hour. Then we've got Jack Blood coming on concerning his interview with Oliver North. Probably play some clips of that and get into some other info.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, on this Friday edition, into hour two, 8 minutes and 20 seconds into the second hour, we're talking to Chris Milligan, publisher of Anthony Sutton's incredible works, the late Anthony Sutton. He also has written a new book that is, again, encyclopedic. That's a good description of it, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. And we got cut short there in the last segment. We're talking about the false left-right paradigm, how Skull and Bones is involved in that. And, I mean, what a better example, Chris, than having the front runner for the Democrats, John Kerry, and then the current president, George W. Bush, both of them Skull and Bones. Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't this the first time we've had a Skull and Bones candidacy on both sides?
Yes. I mean, Avril Harriman was mentioned for the Democratic at many times, and Taft was kind of mentioned for the Republican in the 50s. So there was kind of it, but it never got as far as what is going on now.
I think this would show that they're more powerful than ever.
Yes, and it was very interesting. You know, I started getting into it and doing a lot of research, and you'd always hear, oh, well, you know, their power is past, you know, and people were even saying this as they put in a new president, you know, and I would say, well, oh, yeah, I guess that you know, when you have your person in as president, I guess that your power is diminishing.
For those that just joined us in a minute or two, what is Skull and Bones for those that don't know?
Skull and Bones is a secret society at Yale University. It is seen every year. The seniors tap 15 juniors to be members in the secret society. It has been around as the Order of Skull and Bone since 1832. There's been about 2,500 members of it. There's generally between 600 to 800 members of it at a time. They have produced many powerful political figures, many powerful economic figures, the House of Morgan, Morgan Stanley. The Stanley in that is Skull and Bones, Dean Whittier, Skull and Bones, Archer Daniel Midland's, the Daniels in there is Skull and Bones. You have Pillsbury's. You have John Kerry married Senator John Hines' wife, and he was a member of Skull and Bones, and also the, you know, he was John Hines III and CEO of Hines Corporation. You have Phelps and the Dodges. You have the Buckleys, the Cheneys.
Many of your CIA directors come out of it. We've had, what, three presidents?
Yes, three presidents, two chief justices of the Supreme Court, over 20 senators, Federal Express, the gentleman who started Federal Express and head of Federal Express is Skull and Bones.
Now, they also have satellite groups, according to German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt. They have their own Skull and Bones in Germany, their own Bohemian Grove in Germany. Then they also have that here, and, of course, it comes out of Germany.
There does seem to be a strong Germanic connection, but then also they work with secret societies in Japan and China and other places too, and there does seem to be a liaison with the Nazis and the other secret societies that are involved with the Roman Catholic Church. Yes,
and amazing.
The Hegelian dialectic, you know, which is talks about controlling the left and the right, was George Hegel, the gentleman who proposed this theory about how history moves along, died in chair in 1831 when William Huntington Russell, the founder of Skull and Bones, was in Berlin, and then he came back. And it's very obviously, when you look at history and you look at the positions that they've taken, that is one of the things that they have used, the Hegelian dialectic, which is controlling both left and the right. You can read in Morgan's writings in the early 1900s, he says, you know, we're going to fund and we're going to control both the left and the right. And then Skull and Bones did this a lot through the foundations. It's very interesting. When you look at foundations, which are basically big repositories of wealth and control a lot of wealth.
They're giant tax shelters.
Right, right. These foundations almost... the very early foundations, there was a Skull and Bones person involved in it very from the beginning. And like the Ford Foundation, a bunch of members of the Ford family actually quit when McGeorge Bundy, who was Skull and Bones, was head of it because they were tired of all the stuff that they do.
Basically, it's an elite family generational cult,
mm-hmm.
Organized crime syndicate that institutionally grows and builds its power base.
Absolutely. They you know, if one of them gets into a position, then they, you know, hire their other people. And you know, basically what they have done in this country is, you know, let's say that, you know, you're a secret society and you want to get your guy to be king, you know. So you got to, you know, get together a plan, get together your money, you know, and then execute the plan and hopefully you get your guy in there so that he can hand out the goodies. Well, what these people have done, because we do live in a republic and the people are the sovereign, they have created the national security state and then used that national security state against us. And we're in a process, you know, these people are, it's a multi-generational cult. They believe in the occult and they use the occult. They're trying to use alchemical means to transform this country from a republic into a fascist state. And one thing that, you know, you talk a lot about is, you know, this revealment process and in your face. And one reason they're doing that, because they're trying by, you know, this psychological means to control us by not telling us. Because, you know, one thing they haven't done is they haven't told the people. They really haven't told the people that, oh, well, you don't live in a republic anymore. You know, they've done all the shenanigans where they, you know, put your name in all capitals and the UCC and all this, excuse my language, BS. And that is one reason why they've been doing this concentration on 11 in the numerology of Kennedy being killed on 11/22 on the First World War ending on 11/11 and then 9/11 is this attempt to kind of the relationship that comes in, I guess, domineering sex, where, you know, you have a dominating partner and then you have a submissive partner. And they are trying by psychological means to say, well, we're the masters, then that means that you guys are the slaves. And it's really insidious. What they, you know, I had a good chance. I got to get out of the country about a month ago, and it was just amazing to get out of the United States and get out of this pressure cooker, this psychological propagandic method that they use to, you know, divide and conquer the population. It is just, you know, it is really thick.
Well, it's very, very sophisticated, and these people are very, very ruthless. And understand, folks, we're not saying we believe in numerology or that we believe in the occult, but it's like when the police go out and do a criminal investigation, as I said a couple days ago, of a serial killer. In every case, they find, in every case, they believe in the occult. They're engaging in this because of the occult. This is the psychopath mode of operation. What they're doing is ritual. And so that's how police are able to catch serial killers, is by tracking them according to the rituals and the ways they engage in things over and over again. And so, yes, I mean, a lot of people say, well, Alex, I don't believe your Bohemian Grove film because I don't believe in the devil. Well, even if you don't believe in the devil, your leaders do, and they admit they go to this event, and this is what they're doing. And, oh, by the way, these are our Christian conservative leaders. So you can't just deny this is going on. And we now see the culture, the media, everything is getting more and more occultic. We see this coming out into plain view, the revelation of the method. And we got cut short last time. We're about to go to some calls, but I talked about Rupert Murdoch and his Lone Gunman show on Fox right before 9/11. Where a secret government group hijacks a jet, a jumbo jet full of passengers. They want to fly it by remote control of the World Trade Center. And the person says, well, why would they do that? Well, to get martial law, to get a police state, to be able to attack all these third world oil-rich countries.
Mm-hmm.
And they did this in a Philips TV ad. They did this in other productions. On the one-year anniversary of 9/11, the New York lottery came up 9/11. Never before the Chicago Mercantile had never come up 9/11, much less with five zeros behind it, .0000. I mean, that's like one out of 14 billion, the Associated Press said. Why? I mean, that is very overt. Your comments on it?
Absolutely. They're just really putting it in our face, and you know, a lot of it was, you know, the Kennedy assassination. They you know, we went from the land of Camelot to the land of Oz, where that man is behind the curtain manipulating, and it's a psychological ploy. You know, what it gets down to is basically this multi-generational cult is you know, running the world to bring about, quote-unquote, their new world order, and when it gets down to it, they're nuts. They are, you know, they are, like you say, psychopaths. And I'm just really glad to see that, you know, more and more people are talking about it. We're starting to understand what's going on, and really what they have is just virtual control. One thing, you know, when you look at it, it's like Nazi Germany was kind of a test case for what they're doing here in the United States. The Nazi Germany, a lot of things that tied that together was the radio. Here, it's more based on the television because the TV, you know, goes at 60 cycles per second. There's that little flicker in there. And you read any book about hypnosis, and it'll tell you that puts you in a state that makes you believe more things. And it was real interesting when they started to bring about color TV and talk about it in the 50s and whatnot. There was a bunch of people that stood up and said, oh, you know, we can really make that TV better. We can get rid of that flicker and other things, you know. And they kind of said, well, just sit down and whatnot. So, you know, the level of mind-controlled and psychological action against us as citizens is, you know, even down to the technological level of the television.
And now you have the mass drugging of tens of millions of people on psychotropics, Now they've gone from illegal drugs to the big pharma. We'll be back with your calls.
Hi, this is Jack Groundrig with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong, even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
We're talking to Chris Milligan, who's written a new book, published some of Anthony Sutton's books, Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. We know the globalists compete with each other, but only within a set game plan of expanding the overall control, centralization, dehumanization of the prey animals that they call us. Cattle, bugs, useless feeders. Ted Turner uses that quote, then Hitler used it, of course. The eugenics, all of it. Are there fissures within Skull and Bones? You know, that stupid movie, The Skulls, tried to claim that there's, you know, good guys and bad guys in it. You think there's actually a power struggle between Kerry and Bush, and then only someone like Kerry is allowed to challenge Bush as the puppet head? Obviously, Bush is just a puppet for higher-level elites, but they choose their puppets out of these organizations. What do you think about that, Chris? Then we're going to go to some calls.
I don't think so. I think that there is a bit of a split in what is called the Porch Brothers. You know, people that aren't all related to each other, and any secret society, you know, you have, it's like an onion or a pyramid. You have a lot of people on the bottom, and then you have an administrative core, and then you have a central core. And, Kerry and Bush are distant cousins. They're all related to each other. They are part of the inner
core. By the way, I heard NPR admit that, the night of, the Kerry victory in New Hampshire, I heard them mention that they're related.
Mm-hmm. And so I don't see it. I mean, if there was really a fight in Skull and Bones and they were after Bush, then they would expose Bones. They wouldn't say, oh, well, it's so secret I can't talk about it. And John Kerry has spent much of his life covering up for Bones and when the Senate Select Committee for Narcotics, officially Bush is still out of the loop, right? And Alex, can I say something here? I just been tossing something around in my head. And you know what I think we need to do? We need to boycott the Super Bowl. Now, I know that means a lot to people, but we ought to boycott the Super Bowl and CBS because they won't, play the move-on ad about how the deficit's going to, our kids are going to pay for it. But, they'll run ads about telling us how, If you buy a marijuana, you're supporting the terrorist,
Or they'll run ads where the terrorists are about to attack us, give all our rights up. They'll run ads about how wonderful Prozac is. But, yeah, won't run an ad about the deficit. I mean, that shows the level of control. I'm not
going
to... By the way, who's in the Super Bowl? I don't even know.
I don't know, but what I'm saying is they ought to boycott it, have no ball parties, and show, your tapes, Dan Hopsticker's other night, start getting, this information out there and have these parties and just, CBS, Prescott Bush was on the board of directors until he died. He helped set it up. Paley, was coming out of military intelligence and he didn't have enough money and they went to Brown Brothers Harriman and Prescott Bush put together CBS, and I really think that, it might be a sacrifice for some people, but, change is going to happen.
Well, look, I played football. I used to, watch the games. My country's under attack. My borders are disappearing. My Second Amendment's almost gone. And if I'm going to have free time, it's going to be with my family. It's not going to be sitting around drinking beer or watching a gladiatorial event.
Right. Well, hope we get more people doing something
that
like that, because
CBS
it is just bread and circuses, they keep this celebrity and the sports and, just as so that people aren't looking up seeing how they're getting screwed.
For those that don't know about the CBS story, why don't you tell them?
There's an organization called Move On that's online that had a competition for 30-second anti-Bush ads. Just a political ad, basically. And people got a vote on them, and they raised $1.2 million to run the ad, and CBS has refused to run it. And they say that, we don't want to, give somebody who, no matter how, any political power. What a joke.
Yeah, and think about that. It's a free country, and you can't... Now, they also got mad at an ad they had where Bush was compared to Hitler. Well, I can't think of any other better comparison.
Absolutely. I mean, he's had his own Reichstag fire and everything. It's just amazing, the hypocrisy and the things that they expect us to believe, 9/11 and whatnot. And it goes back to, Alex, we're supposed to believe that scientists in the late 1800s in Germany were so stupid that they didn't know that heroin was addictive, okay? And, this was a substance made from opium, made from morphine.
And then they gave it to the troops, and they love us. Hey, we'll be back. I promise we'll go straight to your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey boys, Valentine's Day is coming. Why wait until Valentine's Day to surprise her? Visit flowershop.com and send her flowers today. Nothing says romance like roses, and at flowershop.com we know roses. We also know carnations, lilies, snapdragons, and gladiolas. We know flowers. We know the excitement that is created when a flower delivery person arrives in an office carrying a bouquet of flowers. The anticipation grows as everyone tries to guess who the lucky recipient is. And the joy and pride when the flowers are placed on her desk. We also know the envy of those at the desk as the flowers pass by. So don't wait until you're supposed to send flowers. Send them today and tell her you couldn't wait to tell her, I love you. So when you need to send flowers, remember flowershop.com. It's only natural. Call 1-800-627-0046. That's 1-800-627-0046. Or visit flowershop.com today.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell. All right, my friends, I'm going to give Chris Milligan a chance to finish up about his opium comment. Then we're going to go straight to Phil and Tim and John and Leon and Roy and others that are patiently holding. And no matter what topic you bring up, it goes back to the secret establishment that is now public. And they publicly, you know, the video comes out of them devil worshiping, and it's, oh, well, that's just fun, the Christian leaders say. And they admit they go to Bohemian Grove, and the Washington Times says they ship in male prostitutes by the hundreds. And, well, that's, you know, then I've had the Christian broadcasters accuse me of being bad. They don't deny it's true, but just, well, Alex Jones is still bad. You know, the Christian leaders need to be busing in the male prostitutes or female prostitutes as well. But they say there's more male than female. They need to be worshiping Moloch. He was an angelic creature, very Christian. I mean, you know, it's just so overtly in your face. But, Chris, going back to what you were saying, because this is such a key illustration, they come out with heroin. They say, oh, we didn't know it was addictive when it was made out of opium, concentrating opium. They then put it in laudanum, children's cough syrups. Millions of people get addicted to it. It was great. Your child's crying. Here, just give them some heroin. And it was the same companies doing all of this, some of the big fortunes at Skull and Bones historically running this. And, I mean, it's just so so incredible. And today they're putting the kids on Ritalin and Prozac and stuff just as bad. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. The you know, the children that got that cough syrup when they were little, many of them later on in life, you know, were looking, got addicted to heroin. And the same with the Ritalin. The Ritalin is basically a speed. And then, you know, the Vietnam War, we took over the Golden Triangle there in the U.S., sent a bunch of young kids or boys over there, got a bunch of them addicted on heroin.
By the way, somebody who's been on Ritalin for more than a year is 8 times more likely to become a methamphetamine or cocaine user.
Absolutely. And so they, you know, they had the boys over there. They got some of them hooked on heroin over there, brought them over here. It gives them an instant, an addict population. Then, you know, it's got to feed and whatnot and grow. And, you know, the drug war, you know, is against our Constitution. It has nothing to do with our health. It has nothing to do, with our children. It has to do with keeping a black market in place for these secret societies so that they can create huge amounts of money that then they can then destabilize, run the stock market up, down, whatever they want to do.
And then 9 out of 10 robberies are drug-related because it is a black market, has a high price, then it takes more police, more people in the private prisons, nonviolent, building widgets, which then take your jobs, folks. They work for 20 cents. What does that do to your job? There's been in Seattle one prison factory put out 5 other factories out of business. I mean, that's just one example, and then the same people own the private prisons. It's always skull and bones. It goes back to the same system.
Absolutely. They've been doing it for a long time. They think about it. They've got the money to spend on it, and, you know, it is just ridiculous. I mean, look at tobacco. Tobacco use has gone way down. It hasn't been because they've used education. And, you know, we have a bigger problem now with everything being illegal. When you could just go into a store and buy Coca-Cola, you know, with cocaine, you could, you know, get basically whatever you wanted without
any kind of regulation.
Yeah, there was less
drug use.
I think there should be some regulation, and there's, you know, it should be dealt with in, with the health and whatnot. But the way that it is by a black market, and, you know, basically a vice cop stands in the between our children and, you know, drugs, and I mean, it's a ridiculous model. It just doesn't work. It's only
It doesn't work for us. The drug war has been a great success for them. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine today than there was 10 years ago. More people in prison. Black ski mask police busting down doors without knocking. We have our new homeland. They say drug use is an act of terror. They're running the TV ads. They're arresting pot dealers, not letting them have their rights. I mean, it's sure a good system for them.
Yes, indeed. You called it right, Alex.
Okay, let's go back to the calls. We'll get back into more Skull and Bones with our guest. I'm sure these callers, it's all interconnected. Phil and Mass. Phil, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. Speaking of interconnectivity, if you look at what CBS is going to be having for the Super Bowl post game or possibly halftime game, it's going to be a Patriot celebration at the NASA Space Center. It's going to be a display of possibly fireworks or something like that.
The Super Bowl after 9/11, they would go best defense, retina scan for homeland. I've got this in Road to Tyranny. And then they would retina scan and face scan the football players, getting you ready. At the same time, they have troops and military and tanks and helicopters getting you prepared for getting rid of Posse Comitatus. Comments from our guest.
Absolutely. I mean, they used these things to kind of get us used to seeing these things and going through and breaking through the Constitution because, you know, they figure if you know, most people think we live in a democracy and don't even know about a republic, then what do they care? You know, most people, I don't know about most people, but a lot of people, you know, aren't aware of the Federal Reserve. They still think it's part of the federal government. So, yeah, they're able to sell image. You know, they sell a lot of soap, and so they're able to sell image and go beyond what is reality, and it disconnects people from it.
Well, what they do is they take a happy event like the Super Bowl, And, right there in the middle of it are armored vehicles and tanks and troops. And, the face-scanning cameras are keeping everyone safe in the Super Bowl. And Andy Rooney comes on the night before the Super Bowl and says, everybody needs a microchip to keep us safe. I have that in the film. You know, I like to go to my football game, and if we all had chips, we could do it. I mean, did you see him say that?
Well, the emphasis this Sunday, I believe, is going to be on our future on Mars. So NASA will have a great demonstration to get a whole new generation of kiddies ready for us going to Mars.
By the way, that all translates into $600 billion, they're saying.
Exactly.
And that's going to go to these blimps that are 200,000, 100,000 feet up in the air with all this surveillance stuff on it. That's the NASA funding.
Absolutely. They've even said they're going to cut funding for, grabbing the Hubble telescope, which means that they're definitely gearing up for by satellites and weapons platform in that piece of real estate.
Yeah, I hear you.
The last PNAC agenda.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Yeah. I mean, people ask, what is NASA all about? It's more sophisticated than the $500 toilet seats, $700 hammers.
And been ran by the Nazis for quite a few years.
Ed Prescott Bush just came out in big East Coast papers that, until the mid-50s, Prescott Bush was running the Nazi money out of Switzerland and Germany into Nazi accounts. I mean, these guys were with the Nazis after the war.
Absolutely. And, one of the latest break-ins, some ladies broke in there in the 70s, and what one of the ladies wrote in an article, she says, there's two things she wanted the American people to know. One thing was that there was a shrine to Nazism inside the tomb, the temple of Skull and Bones, and then that there was just all these bones just lying around, just tons of them. And, they have Geronimo's bones in there that Prescott Bush took, and the Apache chief leader went back there to Connecticut to try and get him back, and they tried to bob off some other bones on him, and he wanted to go to court, but you know what? There wasn't a lawyer in the state of Connecticut that would represent him.
All right, we're going to go to more calls in a second, but this is an important point to bring up. Arnold Schwarzenegger said in 1986, I don't care if Kurt Waldheim's a Nazi, I love him. He campaigned for him. After it had all come out, the Secretary General was a Nazi, killing Serbs and Jews in Serbia, putting out the death orders. And Arnold says, I don't care. Arnold, at a bodybuilding contest in 78, said, I hate all black people, screamed the N-word over and over in front of over 1,200 people. That's all acceptable. He can grope. He can do whatever. And the big Simon Wiesenthal Center says he's good. But then, meanwhile, if you're a real-life Nazi, protecting them until the 50s, making money off of them, doing rituals, eating off Hitler's silverware, which is admitted, the Nazi flags, that's all good. That's all good for the Jewish groups. But then if you're fighting Nazis, they'll say you're a Nazi in the New York Times, which happened to me. Well, they implied it. They put me in an article next to Nazis and Bin Laden because I went into Bohemian Grove. I mean, literally, folks, your comments on that.
Well, I loved your tape in Bohemia Grove, Alex.
Not a word to do with Jews, but they put me in an article with Hitler, literally, with Hitler.
Well, of course. I mean, it's a big anti-Semite, smear, and if somebody's looking into conspiracies, then, they must be talking about, the Jewish conspiracy, blah, 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 And, I mean, the whole, if you look at it really, really hard, you find that the whole Jewish-German thing was one of these dialectics that they decided to put their hat on so that they could make fights go back and forth in between.
Even Counterpunch has been reporting, some of the leftist publications, they can't believe the public documents they found were top Zionists until the late 30s were actually supporting Hitler, and a lot of these big Jewish bankers were. Well, these guys aren't even Jewish. It's incredible, but that's my point. The Bushes can be Nazis. Arnold can say he's a Nazi, and that's good. But then when you fight Nazis, you're a Nazi.
Absolutely. They have used these symbols in these memes. It's like if you look at the John Birch Society. In the beginning, there was some intelligence agencies and intelligence operatives that set that up. And one reason they set that up for was to put the meme into the culture that if you look into conspiracy theories, you are a quote-unquote right-wing, you know, crank who's concerned about precious bodily fluids. And so...
And by the way, the John Birch Society is full of great people, and a lot of
people. Absolutely.
But I mean, you do have the attempted infiltrations, but you're right. And for those that don't get the line you just gave, that's Jack T. Ripper, the general in Dr. Strangelove.
Right. And then they, you know, because they are doing a, you know, the big lie and propaganda, and it's a science. And when you do the big lie, you have to have the truth out there, but the truth needs to be in a way that it's, you know, can be. Disassociated from and said that that's just kooky, that isn't really going on, but like Anthony Sutton's books were, you know, you could never find them anywhere except you could find them in a John Birch Society, and so it would always label, Skull and Bones, that's just John Birch Society, that's just silly stuff, you know.
Oh yeah, listen, I've had people tell me it doesn't exist. I've been on big Christian talk shows and they go, you're a liar of the devil. Skull and Bones doesn't exist, and I go, well, they admit it. Well, no, you're a lot, you know, it's just, and then I go, oh, by the way, are you a Mason? Oh, well, yes, I am, but that's Christian. You know, so it's just amazing. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Tim in Ohio, then John and others. Go ahead.
Alex, always a pleasure.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
It's Tim from Truth, Teaching, Researching, United States Treasonous Hierarchy. I have another fact for you that people can check out. On or around April 10th in the year 1606, a corporation was formed called the Virginia Company, which eventually became the United States.
Yes, I'm aware of this research.
And what's interesting, too, is like 33 of our presidents can all be traced back to like King Alfred and Charlemagne, if you look it up in the... Burke's Peerage.
Right. If you go to Williamsburg, Virginia now, you know, and that's a very interesting town. And you know, a lot of times people visiting at the States will come in and they'll stay around Williamsburg for a day or two. And what you have there in Williamsburg is you have a town, you know, where people are dressed up in old-time gear and there's not any nails built there. It was built by the Rockefellers. And it's kind of a, if you read in Magic, they say that it's nice to have places where there's no nails and whatnot to do magical action. And then also, if you go to there, guess what flag is flying in Williamsburg?
I would probably say the one with the gold fringe on it and maybe a colonial flag.
Now, how about the Union Jack? The British flag.
Interesting.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. Let's... I guess up next is John in Florida. Go ahead, John.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make an announcement that we have Take Back Florida's got some life re-injected into it. And kudos to Norm Davis for coming down, and kudos to Joni Callahan for getting this thing up and running. There is a meeting coming up here February 21st at 10 in the morning. And it's being held at La Quinta Inn on 626 Lee Road in Orlando, Florida. I'll give that again.
Okay, sir. Anything else on your mind?
Yes. The way that this country is going, we have to take back the states first. It's the locals and the states. And this is an effort to do that. Take Back Kentucky has been very effective. We need to do it here, too. And also, people out there need to get their declaration of domicile up and on the record, but you need to learn how to do it first to strip out
the
bad
name. That's a whole other show.
But let me go with this, though. The La Quinta Inn is at 626 Lee Road, Orlando, Florida. It's at I-4, exit 88.
All right, I-4. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Who's up next? Should I go to next? Leon? Leon in Colorado, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to tell you that... I always have to turn you on and listen to you so that I know that I'm not crazy. You know, when I see all what's going on there. I found out a long time ago when I used to, I went through a divorce, and so I'd have my kids for like a month, and I'd take my vacation, and we'd travel around the country. We wouldn't watch TV at all. And I'd come back to the TV, and that's when I started noticing what your guest was talking about. I mean,
well, it's admitted that the flicker of the television
right.
is the exact frequency to put you in the mesmerized state.
Right.
They teach that when you just take marketing at the college.
And that's the other thing is, and then it reminded me of what I had studied when I was taking my psychology class on mass communication. And this was way back in the 50s when I went to college, and they were talking about all of this stuff then. And it just gone on and on and on, and it's just, but I used to really get people that I worked with just absolutely furious with me when I would say, well, because I didn't agree with them, you know, because they were watching the TV and all this stuff, and they'd say, well, don't you ever watch TV? And I say, well, yeah, I watch about 15 minutes about once a week, and I know all the news that's going on for the whole week, and then I can get the weather. Nothing else is worth seeing. And then I explained to them what they needed to do, and I said, when you do that, and if you can't see what they're doing to your mind, then quit being angry and arguing with me, you know? And it just amazed me that no one, I mean no one, would do it. They just won't turn off the TV.
All right.
Anyway, I got to ask you a question, one question to your guest.
Okay.
Okay, what's your question?
We'll have to break and come back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we don't have long left with our guest. I want to tell you how to get his book as well. So let's take a few final calls here very quickly. Leon, ask your question. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, I've I've studied this, and I just don't under. I know these secret societies are there, but what I don't understand is how they go from one generation. I mean, they've been going on for hundreds of years.
Well, I mean, how does a university go on for hundreds of years? How does the denomination of a church go on for hundreds of years? It's owned generationally. How does, you know, the Italian mafia go on for thousands of years? It's owned generationally. That's what the rituals are about, is codifying that in ritual and continuing it. Thanks for the call. That's how human society works in the past, and we're now supposed to forget about that. Today, we don't have family, we don't have culture, we don't have organizations. We're all fractured and broken and mindless, and they've got the focus. That's why they rule us. Comments?
Alex, it is very... I enjoy speaking with you because you very much understand this thing. And, you know, one thing that gentleman was talking about, you know, about how people would, he would argue with them and whatnot. I mean, I had the very good fortune that my father told me some things I didn't understand many, many years ago, okay? And he was my father, and I didn't believe him. But one thing that has allowed me...
Your father was a CIA section chief.
Right. I've done this research, and you know, I've been able to watch hundreds of people go through the changes that everybody has to go through once they're confronted with this material, okay? Because we aren't born believing this, and we aren't taught this. This is something that we have to either stumble across or uncover. Somebody gives to us. But, you know, I've been out there talking about it and been a, you know, out there the wilderness. But the wilderness is getting more and more crowded, and you have, you know, you go out in the internet, and there's just so many. How many websites are there out there that said, "Gee, George Bush is a great guy, and isn't this fun?" You know. And what one thing we have going on is the creativity, okay, of people, you know, creating these websites, being on email lists, you know, communicating with each other. This creativity is counterbalancing the evil actions of
and
these
it's
people.
Forcing them to accelerate their plan that's already behind schedule, which makes it more obvious that if we just have heart, they're going to fail.
Absolutely.
Let's talk to Roy in Michigan. Roy, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I circulated, I don't know how many, I never kept
my
back.
Audio's real low. Can you speak up for me?
Yeah, I'm from Michigan, and I have circulated in my area probably hundreds, I don't know how many hundreds of your videos. And about 3 weeks ago, I had a man approach me who said he was the head of the militia. He told me he didn't like the videos that I was circulating. And I don't know if that would surprise you, but it didn't surprise
me. Well, in many cases, these so-called militia leaders, they're the feds, and they're there just to get good people in some secret thing and get them in a lot of trouble. I don't know about the particular individual. I don't want to say any names, but yeah, it's a real mess.
Okay, well, I understood it because it the scripture is very clear to me. It says that we war not with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities from high places. And the powers that we are warring with are the church and the state. And the religious, I don't care if they're in a church, the religious Republicans and Democrats and Pentecostals and you name it, religious, are the ones who are bringing this all about.
Well, they're the modern Pharisees. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from my guest on that. Go ahead, guest.
Well, you know, it goes back to this political esoteric philosophy called Spinozism. Which was developed in the 1800s by the secret societies, and they basically said, well, we're going to work towards having everything in man's life controlled, and that's going to be controlled through the political, the economic, and the religious institutions, and they are going to strive to be in control of those. And goes back to that one that other gentleman said, is local does mean a lot. You know, meet locally with people and
I'll
do work
what,
on local
issues. We got Jack Blood coming up. Do 5 more minutes with us, Chris. We'll take a few more calls, and we got Jack Blood coming up. Stay with us.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.